Normal world time. My name is Quarterblack Garrett, and Dave is out. Whoa, not yet. You gotta wait for the ads until the middle of the show, not right off the top. I didn't pay for that. Dave is out. He's working on his car situation. He got in a car wreck, if you didn't know. So send him some love on Twitter. Go give him a digital hug. But joining me today is the great pimp on a blimp, Alex Dine.
What up, bitches? Primetime 99 is here, all right? So I hope you're ready. Strap in. Grab a condom, because we don't want to go unprotected for this episode. Primetime 99 is here. I don't want you guys to catch something.
Yeah, no lube. And there's Angela over there in the booth. I can't hear you.
I don't know if your mic's off.
They don't want you.
Cut.
I don't want you to
what?
Talk.
They don't want you to talk. Okay, well, we'll figure it out. We can carry the load.
Go to DaveLandau.com, by the way, to see his tour dates. He's got a lot of new shows coming up, so check those out. Without further ado, our guest on the show, Chad Dukes, host of the show, Chad Dukes Show, on Twitter. Not on Twitter. iTunes. Chad Dukes. Did we lose him too? Oh, there he is. Oh my gosh.
I'm here. It's a patriarchal show. You have Alex Stein on. You don't let the women talk. I knew this was a mistake.
Oh yeah.
this is how we want it. Yeah, we don't let the women talk around here. We want them just in the kitchen, mainly making sandwiches.
In our dungeon kitchen that we have here.
I use the kitchen a lot. I actually get in trouble for taking a lot of Glenn's sodas and specialty food because it's much higher quality than the free food that we get.
It's true. He does have the special refrigerator.
He has a special refrigerator. And guess what? You know what? Sometimes I go in there. Oopsie boopsie. Please don't arrest me.
Not that's, a lock on it.
There's no lock. There should be. And actually, as a kid, my dad did have a lock on a refrigerator because I was so obese. I would sleep eat. I really would. I would I was like half asleep and I would just, like, if we got like, let's say we went to Costco and you got like the family value size of Chips Ahoy.
Right.
Gone.
I'm not even saying, like,
I would awake eat.
No, I'm serious.
That's my problem.
Guys, I'm not even kidding though. I used to call it doing a line. Like, you get a pack of Oreos.
Yeah, you stack those suckers
you do
up.
The whole line. I mean, I don't know any other way. So my dad would be mad at me. Why are you eating so much? So yeah, he would lock the fridge. So.
Can I ask you how you stopped doing that for a friend?
I haven't stopped, Chad. I know you have that same. They're so good, and you know what it is? It's a monosodium glutamate or whatever it is. There's that MSG.
It's addictive.
And that's the problem with McDonald's. Everybody's like, oh, I hate McDonald's. First of all, McDonald's is addicting because it's chemically modified to be delicious, you know? So those chemicals, they definitely are addictive.
Why can't they put that stuff in, like, Brussels sprouts?
That is actually a good idea.
Like, what's behind that?
Well, I think they kind of...
Big vegetable?
They kind of do, though, now, because... I am the plant-based pimp. They have the fried cauliflower, right? So you think you're eating something healthy. Yes, you've never had that?
No.
Yes, Chad.
I've grilled it, but I've never fried it.
Well, that's how they do it.
And then they've never served Brussels sprouts anywhere that is not wrapped in bacon.
They have to be wrapped in bacon or covered in some sort of balsamic glaze, covered in sugar. So, yeah.
Some kind of aioli.
And we're three large men. Let's not hide
who
we are. We like to eat.
Easy.
I mean, Angela's fit, but I mean, I'm sure she likes to devour a hot dog, a hamburger. We all do. I mean, that's what's so good about Americana food. But it is addicting.
Chad.
I'm going to disagree with I saw Alex standing next to AOC, and my first thought was, that's a smart-looking couple right there. I didn't think you looked out of place with her.
No, I mean, listen, she has autism, and I both have autism, so when we're together, we look like a normal couple. It's like that movie. What was the movie where the two mentally retarded people
Harry
got married?
Sally.
No, where the mentally, you know, there's a movie where two Down syndrome people got married.
No, I don't
from
know.
From the 90s. Look it up, Angela. Google it right now.
You can't say Google. It's Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves or ChatGPT. But yeah, if you have like two, it's like I could date the girl that's on the cover of Victoria's Secret. You know that girl?
Yeah.
Nobody would.
No.
Now, you know.
Down
the,
for love?
Yeah. The Down syndrome girl? Yeah, I would
down
date her.
Love.
People would think that we match. They would think that we're a good couple, I think.
I think that's,
that's a real movie That movie exists?
Yes, that's a real movie. We're two mentally. It's called, I think it was freaking Johnny Depp.
What?
What are you talking about? Are you kidding? I'm about to find this movie right now. I thought you guys are movie experts. I'm the one that only knows the movies where the two mentally retarded people got married.
Not that.
It's from like the 80s.
No, I'm not an aficionado on retard movies.
Let's not say that. I'm retarded, dude. That's
a clinical term. That's a clinical
term. That Harry Met Sally line got buried, by the way. That was a great line.
Thank you.
So, Chad, we brought you on because we want to talk about some movies, dog. Because I'm a movie guy. I like movies, not those kinds of movies, though. How do you feel about the upcoming slate of films coming out this year? Because there is a lot of remakes, sequels. Dweequels, reboots. What's your read on it?
Well, I was just talking about this on my show. There's two ways you can go about this. You can go about doing something like Top Gun Maverick and people will enjoy it. You can go and reboot something or do a legacy sequel and it can work. I think we all like that. Dune 2 is one of the best movies, is the best movie of the year so far. Godzilla Minus One, Garrett, I think you liked that movie last year.
I love that movie,
fantastic, one of the best movies I've ever seen. It can work. The problem is the people that are oftentimes going to that well are so bereft of creativity anyway that they're screwing it up for everyone. So it's, I don't like to deal in absolutes like a Sith. Like, I think Star Wars is capable of fucking putting out something that we would enjoy. Like, I like the last 40 minutes of Rogue One, but that, you know,
that was like 10 years ago, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, I found the movie.
What is it?
No, Chad, it's called The Other Sister, and it stars Juliette Lewis. That's why I don't know why I thought Johnny Depp. Carla Tate has never been like her sister. Sent at a young age to a school for children with intellectual impairments, a maturing Carla returns to her family home in San Francisco, yada, 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 and she marries another disabled. Struggled to come to terms with Carla's growing independence, she embarks on a dream, attending college, pursues a romance with Danny, a young man with a similar disability. So everybody needs to go see The Other Sister if you guys want to see.
Feels like a good time.
She doesn't have Down syndrome, though.
She's slightly off. Come on. I don't know if she can get a driver's license.
They deserve love too. So obviously, sounds like a good movie.
Well, and you know who else was? You know who else was retarded and had to get a lobotomy? JFK's sister,
Rosemary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't make a movie about that.
You know why they said they did that? You know the conspiracy? Why?
Because she wasn't as attractive.
No, she was overly sexual.
Well, that's the other reason too. What? That's what they always give women lobotomies.
That's what they said. They said his sister, and she's a Kennedy, so you know her sexual energy and her sexual, right. You know, she's had a stamina.
Bro,
did you guys watch the trailer for the Pop-Tarts movie that Jerry Seinfeld is making?
Ugh. I just read about this.
We haven't.
I haven't heard about this. I started off
thinking like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld's making something. He's funny. I like that. And then the cast list kind of got worse and worse as I went.
Is it like sponsored by Quaker Oats? Yeah. Is it like real Pop-Tarts?
We have the trailer if you want to take
a look.
Let's watch it.
Ground control, we are go for launch. T-minus 3, 2, 1, lift off.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal.
It's like the
and
McDonald's the documentary.
The
cereal
world they got Amy Schumer. Kellogg's
or the Hot Cheetos major documentary. News from the
breakfast well, there was a McDonald's one. What is it, Ray, the founder?
Shelf-stable fruit. Bill Burr plays John F. Kennedy in this trailer.
Yeah. Boy.
It's he takes a shot at
they did it.
I'm about to finally crush that big red K that never stops glaring at me. How do you think Post did it?
There's always a surprise inside the box.
I'm just gonna use Xanthan gum.
Xanthan.
Kellogg's is entering the race to reinvent
I feel like we get it.
With the help of
I think we get it, but
Chef Boyardee.
Go ahead.
You want to know James Marsden?
But did you guys know the conspiracy?
I like their hard cut there. Do more of those.
Do you know why the conspiracy is why Kellogg's was even created?
Why? To stop jacking off.
Mm-hmm. Wait, explain.
The flakes.
They said like there was like, I guess people were like over sexualized and they would go to like these like, halfway homes or whatever, you know, like fitness camps or whatever. And so this guy developed like a cereal or breakfast. Kellogg, he thought it would stop men from masturbating so much.
Oh, why weren't they getting lobotomized?
They probably should have.
Because they still need a workforce.
Yeah, you have to be an engineer. We still need engineers and plumbers, so. They wanted to keep his brain.
What would they have? What type of breakfast food would they have developed if they knew that we'd be able to carry pornography around in our pocket information cylinders?
Fentanyl.
You know,
fentanyl
in the very near future.
Frosted flakes.
Yeah,
that's why they put frosting.
Hot pocket.
Oh, that's funny because you can call a woman's vagina that.
The reason I brought that trailer up is at the end of it, Billy Burr is playing John F. Kennedy, and he takes a shot at his son during the trailer. So it was, I don't know.
They're infusing modern day politics with it. Is that
it's the Forrest Gump way, you know, where you put real stuff and then you like fictionalize it.
Okay. There's Pop Tarts everywhere.
Well, I'm saying Forrest Gump met multiple presidents, right? You know, that is obviously fake, but it's good. So I guess, you know, they can just
wait. What?
In the movie Forrest Gump, he goes and meets Nixon.
Yeah, but in real life, he really did though.
In real life, he's not real.
No, but there is a Bubba Gump. Wait. There is a Bubba Gump restaurant.
No, I mean, it is. It's my favorite restaurant.
No, but he owns it.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I, we had our engagement party at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company in Times Square.
Who owns the Bubba Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump owns it, but still, I'm just saying, there's still some of his story has been fictionalized. It's kind of like the Catch Me If You Can guy. Speaking of movies, Frank Abagnale. You guys remember Frank Abagnale, the guy from Catch Me If You Can? Yeah, starring,
in real life.
In real life, his story is fake. Yeah. The story's fake.
Wait.
Yes! This is real. Look this up. There's a guy did a 10-part documentary. Frank Abagnale was a liar. Even when he went on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, a lot of his stuff was a lie then. When he said that he did stuff, he was actually in federal prison from 19 to age 23.
He's a liar about being a liar?
He's a liar about being a liar. And that's why this guy that did a documentary, he's like, you know what? I hate this guy for lying, but maybe he is the best con man in the world because he's able to con all these people.
Into thinking he's a con.
He got Leo DiCap to play him.
Yeah, but now he does
That's a long con.
But he's been exposed. Now he does a lot less speaking gigs because when he speaks, he doesn't like to tell the fake story. So his new story, he talks about like cybersecurity and what is something stupid, supposedly.
That's weird. I bet he does like NFTs and stuff.
Yeah, probably. What's up, Chad?
Before Howard Stern kind of became the, you know, he's different now than he was, but Henry Hill used to call into his show all the time. Of course, Henry Hill's with the base wise guy on for Goodfellas. And Artie Lang used to be on that show, and he would bump into Henry Hill, and he would say that Scorsese would listen to the Howard Stern show to get information that Henry Hill would give on the radio more than he would give during the interviews for that movie. So he would spill his guts so much over the radio when he was still in witness protection that it helped Scorsese make Goodfellas, which is the craziest thing I've ever
heard. Well, and he was a really bad alcoholic. People don't realize that. Henry Hill died basically from liver cancer or whatever, cirrhosis of the liver. But he would go on Howard and he would like cry and talk about where he buried bodies. And it was very classic Howard Stern content.
Goodness.
I miss that content. He's
back when he was making good stuff.
It's so bad now.
Yeah.
I have not listened. I don't care.
I've heard.
Oh, yeah, Chris playing the guitar or whatever. No, and I'm a diehard Stern fan, but I mean, I'm like a Stern aficionado. I'm sure Chad is too because he's part of the Dabbleverse. Is that correct, Chad?
What is that?
Oh, man. Did you tell these people about the Dabbleverse?
No, somebody said that you're part of it. I am a part of the Dabbleverse. I'm a big part. It all revolves around Stuttering John when Chrissy Mayer asked him if he dabbles in comedy. And like, so there's this whole people, who are these podcasts? Who are these podcasts?
Stuttering John.
So, well, they cover Stuttering John from the Howard Stern show. He was a Howard Stern guy.
He was on the panel of the...
Yeah, he asked Tommy Lasorda if he ever farted in the catcher's face. Okay. Basically, he would kind of wrangle
them. Alex, this is a red pill, blue pill moment. You need to give these two the option if they want to go down this rabbit hole.
It really is. It's kind of like...
It's the most caustic corner of the internet I've ever seen.
I spent a lot of time on the internet, and I don't know about this.
That's what I'm saying, but you know what's funny?
And you know Chrissy Mayer.
No,
and I know Chrissy. Yeah,
but this is why though, Chad, because there's kind of like different factions of the internet, and like Garrett's a huge part of Nerdrotic. That's like a big kind of corner of the internet. But like, it doesn't like spill over. Like Dabbleverse is like that. It might not spill over unless you've watched Howard Stern, right? It's kind of like its own phenomenon, like Nerdrotic. But there's more smaller podcasts talking about it.
Gotcha.
It's very entertaining.
It's a sphere on the internet somewhere.
It's a sphere like that, and you might not be interested if you didn't like obsess over Howard Stern like everybody else.
Okay, so yeah, they're probably not.
Yeah, that's why you might not like it.
But it's about side characters that have left the Stern show for 15 years that are now in their 50s trying to murder each other on YouTube while getting super chats. And they're
the king of it is, and we say it on this show, Normal World, which I love, Dave, is a guy that fights with them all the time, Kevin Brennan. I love Kevin, but Kevin's like the most toxic guy. His show was called Burning Bridges. And that's all he does is like he's been best friends with every comedian. His brother.
Now he's gonna come after our show.
Well, no, he probably already does a little bit, but what I'm saying is Neil Brennan, the guy who wrote Half Baked, is his brother. So that's why he's kind of
really?
And that's why I'm empathetic to Kevin, because his brother is a multimillionaire. Had all this
like,
success.
I like you. Your brother did really good work.
Well, because Kevin kind of got the shaft. What do you think about Kevin? He kind of got the shaft compared to Neil.
Yeah, but they're doxing each other and giving out their home addresses and getting into fights
number,
in Atlantic City.
They post each other's phone numbers. It's so toxic.
Is this tongue in cheek? They're messing with each other. It's full on,
I hate you.
It's a shoot.
Bob Levy, a guy that was on the Howard Stern show for years, his stepdaughter has an OnlyFans, so they share the naked pictures of his daughter's OnlyFans.
Oh,
dude, it gets like that, bro. And then like, oh, dude, I've been dragged in it.
I'm glad that's happening over there.
Yeah, it's a dark, dark corner of the internet, but entertaining nonetheless.
All right.
Well, Garrett was blackmailing Gary on Twitter earlier, I saw. I saw some choice photographs.
Look, I didn't want to have to talk about this, but Gary has he's put me in a bad position, and I do have receipts. I put them up under his post, so if you want to see the receipts, I posted them there. There's more where that came from. Go follow me on Twitter.
Well, what's not funny is I actually do abuse my producer, so I'm actually very scared.
Like, what he's going
to
do?
I please don't want Jimmy to say anything. I would actually be canceled. So
it's just smart to record every phone call you ever have with any person that you talk to or interact with.
I hope they're not.
I had an ex-producer. I got canceled from my radio gig. I was on DC radio on Howard Stern station, Opie and Anthony station for 15 years. And I had an ex-producer cancel me. That's exactly how it happened. So yeah, Garrett's got some power here that he's probably hadn't even tapped into yet. If he really is, he wants to take this beef all the way.
I'm looking at you, Gary. Better lawyer up, bro. I'll see you in court.
And this is Gary's huge, but is Gary? I know we're joking around, but is Gary even cancelable? I mean, he's had a wild pass,
long uphill battle.
I'm saying he would already have been canceled by now. I think he's bulletproof.
That's why it's a uphill battle
for you.
I'm definitely the underdog, but you know, underdogs come on top.
Mm-hmm. I do root on the underdogs. I lost a lot of money betting on them during March Madness, but I do root for them.
It's too bad. That's a problem, I think.
Gambling?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's really bad. Very
addicting. I have a friend has a problem.
I have a bad problem. Yeah, I mean, I gamble on. I'm like Michael Jordan but I'm not rich.
Just making up.
Just making up stuff.
It's only a problem if you're losing.
Yeah, and I lose. It is only a problem if you lose, but I mean, the house always wins. I mean, how long?
I felt so bad. I went to the casino with my friend, and he immediately lost all of his money, and I was up.
Did you play slots or what were you doing?
We were playing roulette.
See, that's the other thing is roulette. Like, you can cover the board, or you just put a little money out. You hope.
I was playing it pretty cautious. I was kind of like throwing
red and black,
and he was just going real hard on it, and then he just lost all of his money.
It'd be like that sometimes.
And it'd be like that.
The more you care, the more likely you are to lose money in a scenario like that. If you don't give a shit at all, you'll be fine.
Yeah. You gotta know it. You gotta know it's gonna go away. Don't expect that money to ever come back. And you know what? I would not bet on. I don't gamble with my sleep.
Oh. That's smart.
That's why I use Miracle Made sheets. Mm-hmm. That's right. Shit. They're beautiful sheets. They look nice. They're cool to the touch.
They're antibacterial.
Antibacterial? I didn't even get to that part yet.
Wow.
That's great. 99% of bacteria. Whisks away. It's gone.
Are you familiar with these sheets?
Yeah,
Alex,
do you know about
Chad?
These?
Yeah, I use mine all the time. I pass gas in them. I try to put as much bacteria as possible, and it's able to repel it instantly. Yeah.
It like absorbs it in some way, but then also destroys it.
It destroys it.
It's
no,
very
it destroys
strange.
It.
It's like inspired by NASA magic or something.
If you're lactose intolerant, these are the best sheets that you can have, I'm telling you.
You like a burrito. Get yourself all up together.
No bacteria. I use it as a towel sometimes. When I get out of the shower, I just get in bed.
We actually have a promo code. You use promo code NORMAL, and you get your own set of towels.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the towels I'm talking about, but I'll use the sheets too because they're such great quality. Yeah. I mean, if the towels are dirty, I'll just go in the sheets. It's quality stuff.
TryMiracle.com/normal. You get yourself, how much is that percentage? Is that 20%?
Well, you're
going to
get
40%?
The 3 free towels and you're going to save an extra 20%. So all told, it's 40%.
Wow. Come on.
Wow.
How many times we got to tell you? And you're still not inside these sheets? Bro, that's on you. That's on you. Hey, Chad.
As a large man, man that'll skip a shower, I need an antibacterial sheet in my life. That's something that
absolutely.
I need to incorporate.
We'll
see
for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll definitely talk about it, but we probably won't do it. did you watch the film series Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I thought that first one, Curse of the Black Pearl, was a fantastic movie. Really liked it. I'm not as obsessed with Disney as a lot of people are, but I guess budgetary concerns are always a reason why we don't get more pirate movies. Like, I always think, okay, what do we do? Okay, pirate movie, cowboy movie, dinosaur movie, those are always gonna work. So it always shocks me that we don't have more of them. And the point with these movies is the next four after that, or three or whatever it is, are atrocious. And they still made billions of dollars because
that's not
Johnny
true.
Depp.
My favorite
they're
part,
atrocious, Alex.
My favorite part of Pirates of the Caribbean 3 is when Amber Heard took a dump in Johnny Depp's bed. That was the best part.
It was a cutscene. That was a cutscene that was on the DVD extras.
That was on the DVD extras, but it was good.
That.
Yeah, it was worth it.
It was good. Turns out, we are getting more pirate movies because they're going to make a new one. And instead of Johnny Depp, it's going to be a black lead woman. She's powerful, has her own ship.
Are there a lot of African American pirates?
There actually are.
Yeah, Somalian. Yeah. They're modern day pirates.
No, even like African too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Because
is a Caribbean dog? You think they're all white?
Well, there was a slave trade, so I guess there was
people. Pirates as a whole were very unracist, and they would allow, they were
very
like,
diverse.
Is that true?
It is true, and they would let, I mean, like all the black, like, first mates and crew members and stuff, they would all keep their own gold and everybody had their own things.
These are true facts.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast about Blackbeard, so I know.
The Nina Pinta and Santa Maria had black dudes on it?
Those weren't pirate ships.
Oh, well. Every ship to me.
Depends on what perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, to those Indians that they all killed, they would be pretty, they were probably bad. The Trail of Tears, all those buffaloes we killed.
It was like 100 years, 200 years later. Actually,
time is a circle, right? So
it's linear and flat at the same time.
Exactly. Just like a flat earth. So everybody knows that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all,
if you're
going to
make a pirates movie, like, what, you're going to not put Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow is like the most beloved movie character of the past 30 years. And they're saying thanks, but no thanks after he got cleared of everything. Like, they just hate money. I mean, they love the agenda they push way more than money, which how many people on earth can say something like that?
My thing is, like, I agree with you. The ones... they progressively got worse and worse and worse, and I don't even know what the last one was. Did it have Blackbeard in it?
Mermaids or something?
Or did it have yeah, there was something
at
with mermaids or something that was so bad. And that one did have Johnny Depp, so I don't even think if they had Johnny Depp, it would be good.
I feel like
thanks
they
for
have,
the heads up.
They have to virtue signal, though, right? I mean, every movie, every Hollywood movie has to be like, has to. I think that as a young kid, like, every movie had like this underlying meaning, you know?
There's a lot of environmental messages,
subliminal meaning. Yeah. Like, I almost think that that is more important than making money.
The meaning?
Well, whatever message, because they're too big to fail. I mean, do you think Boeing's their stock is, you know, collapsing, but they're still going to be fine. They still have other planes that they have to service, and, you know, they're probably going to make new ones. Like, these companies are too big to fail. Can Disney fail? Now, did you see, is this true? They're charging $3 to throw away trash at one of the Disney parks?
What? I don't know.
You didn't see it?
I'm going
to
look it
Google
up.
Google it up. Supposedly, and this could have been a total troll, but supposedly they say it's for, like, eco-friendly to try try to teach guests to throw away less trash.
I believe that.
You're going to have to do your fast pass, and it'll open up. And if you don't throw away your trash, this could be a work. It could have been a troll that you get a fine.
It says it was a satirical website.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
Dang it.
I do satirical stuff, so that's why I read this. I didn't think it was 100% real, but I don't know about Disney. I'm not a Disney adult, so I don't know what the hell they're doing at Disney.
What's crazy is that it is that we believed that it could be likely that that was happening. That's real thing there.
And, it could be real.
And they're weird. I mean,
don't give them ideas.
You always hear about those Disney employees getting arrested for being
a lot of freaks.
Dude, a lot. I know a lot of, because if
they've got their own rules in Disney. They're like a separate entity.
And supposedly they have cats that at night they let go in the park.
You would know about the cats, wouldn't you?
Kill like rats.
Eat rats and stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. That's how you keep plague down.
But Google
going back to pirates.
The Disney cats. Yeah.
Mickey's a rat.
That's true. Well, he's not.
I know. Wow, Mickey is a rat. That's a conspiracy.
You own five cats, Alex?
I own more than that. I just had one get pregnant. Currently, I have eight.
Oh, yeah. So
I have eight cats.
How does
it
smell?
You need to do better research.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys can make fun of me all you want. I rescue animals, and if you get Cash Brew Coffee, the sponsor of my show, Primetime.
Hey.
Well, I'm just saying, it goes to a cat charity. I love cats. You know what? Am I gay? Maybe. Who cares? I care about cats. I don't really care what you call me, so deal with it.
Hey, you're not a pregnant woman, so your cats are fine.
But I can get pregnant. I don't ever misgender me or label me or say
you weren't a pregnant woman. You could be.
Yes, thank you, Garrett, before I cancel your ass.
He's just... discernment there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's
Chad,
enough defecating
going
on in my
woman?
House. Well, some would say that it appears I'm lactating. That's the only way that I could confirm or deny that.
I know exactly.
Well, that is
there
breast
is a way
milk
to confirm,
now.
Confirm or deny that.
Bathing suit season right around the corner.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Find out for ourselves.
I'm about to start snorting Ozempic. I don't know what I'm going to do to lose weight. I'm depressed.
Hey, don't be depressed, man, because Blaze TV's, they're making movies.
They are, but they're not
Aqua Donkeys.
They've not put me in that movie, so.
They didn't put me in it either.
I know, so now,
I would like
so
to be in this.
You're trying to make
movie.
Me less depressed. They're talking about, they're producing movies.
Yeah, but
I don't get to be in it.
It means we could be, though, someday.
Yes, if this is a hit, but let's say
steps,
it's not a hit,
steps.
Then I don't get to be in it. I should be in every movie everywhere, right? I'm the story. I'm the new Johnny Depp, Primetime Alex Stein.
Aqua Dockies is a movie that Blaze TV is releasing. It's out right now.
It's out.
If you're a Blaze TV subscriber, you can watch this right now. Sorry to yell.
No, you're good, dude. You're the passion.
I want Aqua Donkey season two, or I guess it's a movie.
Sequel.
I want a sequel.
Even though we're talking about sequels, but I would like to watch a sequel.
I'd like to be in it.
I like the first one.
So we need it to be successful. So everybody go help us out.
We could go on strike.
Go watch it.
We should. We'd be just like Hollywood.
Yeah.
We'd get picket signs.
It's kind of funny.
They've
Aqua
Donkeys, too.
The Blaze wouldn't mind if I went on
put
strike.
Put us inside you.
They'd like, be like, okay.
They're like, good. There's no problem. You want to strike? Okay. I'll see you later. Just come back whenever.
Yeah. So to enjoy that, head over to blazetv.com/AguaDonkeys, AGUA. And it's $15 there if you use that. So yeah. check it out.
It's an apolitical, strange, awkward, weird comedy. And I love that kind of shit. So
yes.
Go check it out. I'm just glad that they're going in different directions.
Yeah, of course. Well, we have, you know, people that are trying to be cutting edge. A lot of these, you know, production companies, they don't take chances. They don't take risks. They're very safe. And I don't think the Blaze is going to be cookie cutter and be like all the others. So that's why we love the Blaze.
Love it. I saw this.
What?
Seth MacFarlane is making a Good Times cartoon.
Oh,
what?
Speaking of pushing boundaries.
Yeah, he kind of got soft canceled for making the Franklin Show, which was the side character from.
Wait, he really got he got in trouble
for
that?
It was soft canceled, you know, internet canceled. That doesn't.
But he's woke, right, Seth MacFarlane? I mean,
I think so.
He was friends with. Well, okay, he is, but he's also like friends. Like he was friends with Rush.
Yeah,
that's true. I think he's just. I think he's just let. Guys,
wake up, sluts! It's time to spin. We got Texas Rangers Pride Night. Let's go.
I have to leave.
We're in the middle of a show.
I know we're in the middle of it, but I have to go to the Texas.
It's unprofessional.
It's opening night at the Rangers game. Okay, we're gonna leave, but I'm Chad. Good to see you. The Dabbleverse rules. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go with these two guys. They suck. Stop. It's Jimmy.
Get off the set. Get off the set.
Texas Rangers Pride Night.
See you later, Alex.
Nice to be wanted.
Yeah, don't get hurt.
All right, now that he's
I don't
want to
be liable.
What type of show is this, Garrett? Jesus.
Dude, you know what? No, don't even cut that. Jeez.
Don't even cut
that. Can I fire Jimmy?
I wish I could.
Jeez, I'm sorry about that, Chad. I'm so sorry about that.
Landau bails, and then you get people kidnapped on set.
And then you get his producer trying to jump in.
Yeah, what was that?
There's 15 seconds.
He's just trying to get his little limelight on my show? No way. What were we talking about?
That Good Times trailer.
Good Times trailer.
I have not watched the trailer because I wanted to watch it here. I saw it visually but did not click it. So this could be cringe. It could be okay. Who knows?
We can always back
out. Pretty cringe.
I'm going to guess cringe.
Let's take a look.
Not great.
I have important news.
Let me guess. The state called and they want to cut you a disability.
Cringe.
Did you ask for it to be cut?
No.
Oh, well, God
it just
did.
Happened just perfect time. I don't like it.
Okay.
There's a part at
Netflix
the end.
Netflix also did Big Mouth, which is a weird show. Weird sexually charged little kid show.
Who is it for?
I don't know. It's not for like... I get it if it's like an adult show that's kind of weird enough, beat like an Adult Swim kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not that.
This trailer is I like when people take chances. I'm sure you guys do too, like in anything, because everything is so sanitized now. But I can't imagine anyone watching this trailer and not finding something to be offended by. And usually that's a good thing, and it's not in this trailer.
My senses are just offended.
If that was the goal, then I would say bravo, good job.
Hey,
sure.
Visually, auditorially offended. Comedically?
I like Seth MacFarlane.
I like Seth MacFarlane. Orville's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Really funny.
You guys tired of him singing all the time, though?
I'm not.
Too much.
I like it. I
hate
that.
Show tune style, kind of like...
big band stuff?
Yeah.
I like
don't,
that.
Don't dig it. Don't
I had
dig
a big
that.
Crush on him for that reason.
Did you...
Sorry. I don't know what to say.
Did you watch the Western movie that he made, like A Thousand Ways to Die in the West or whatever?
I have a low bar.
Okay. Not good. Did not like it.
Man.
Chad, did you watch it?
It's a better way to go through life. I got a friend of mine. We do a movie show, and he's the dumbest guy I know. And he got to pick the movies, and he picked Hollywood, Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley, and Who is Harry Crumb with John Candy. And
okay.
I sat there watching them, and I'm like, I'm so envious of this buffoon because he could sit and watch this tripe, and he's entertained, and he's happy, and he's smiling. And I like to think of myself as reasonably intelligent, and I'm tormented all the time, just miserable and
it's brutal.
Watching
it's a
the
brutal
best
existence.
Movies to enjoy them. It's just I have to watch No Country for Old Men. I still want to, you know, drink a bottle of Malort and wash it down with some Percocets, and he's just chuckling his ass off at pure luck with Danny Glover and Martin Short. It's a better way to live.
It really is like the ignorance is bliss kind of thing. Like I'm so close to it because I do shows talking about movies and how they're all like destroyed and the writers in Hollywood right now suck so much. And I really try my best to like stuff like the Crow, that trailer came out. I don't know what, you know, people hate it. People like it, whatever. Yeah. I think a lot of people are overreacting to it because they're so like, everything sucks and it's a remake. But I was like, it looks okay. Looks fine. I think Bill Skarsgård's a good actor.
Surprised to hear you say that. I think that maybe it's just because
I didn't have a huge connection to the original. That's probably what it is. Okay. Like I like the original. Well, it's really good.
You're younger than
32.
You see, I'm 45. Like that is when you were listening to industrial music and that movie was in the theater and it became mainstream and everything's Nine Inch Nails came FDM. I mean, that was more. And then Brandon Lee dying.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If you're gonna reboot something and the guy died on the set the way that he did, that's an awful risk, Vader. It had better work.
Yeah, but I really like the original one. Don't get me wrong. I really like it. I've watched it. It is it's really great. But I'm like.
How did he die? I didn't know he died on set.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
I don't know the story about it.
Yeah, it was halfway, maybe like 75% through the filming of it. And they were doing a scene where he gets killed. And the actor had the blank gun and he fired and there was still metal in the...
Alec Baldwin?
No. This was before that.
Okay.
It wasn't actually a real bullet. He was shot by like metal shavings that were still in the barrel. And he got... Yeah, and passed away.
Damn.
And then they had to get a double and do some CGI stuff. And that was like in the 90s where it was really tough to finish the movie. Great movie, really great legacy. And yeah, I guess I see that it's like, don't go back and remake great movies. But I'm like, the movie looks fine. Like, I think it shouldn't have been called The Crow, for one. They should have just made a different movie. You know, wouldn't have that stigma of going, all right, well, if you're going to remake this, it better be freaking good because you're remaking something that people love. I totally understand that sentiment. Just, you know, I'm like, it looks like a fine movie if it was called like The Man That Gets Killed and Has Revenge. You know, like it could be something.
I felt that way about the new Roadhouse, which is goofy as hell. But I think
Did
if you called it something,
I watched
the whole thing.
Okay.
I think it's interesting that in the first Roadhouse I saw, that was kind of like my first time seeing breasts on women, and it was something that was seared into my brain. And in the new Roadhouse, there's no breasts. There's just Conor McGregor's bare ass for at least 3 to 4 minutes. Wow. And it's very 2024 that we don't have any female nudity, but it's just chocked full of man ass. To the extent
I've heard that he's simultaneously the best and worst part of the movie. Is that true?
I got a chance to interview him on Radio Row in the Super Bowl before he was Conor McGregor, and everything about like he's not a bit. He's not doing a work. He has locked in vision of what he wants, and so I'm not surprised he's this successful. But somebody is telling him he can act. I'm a fan of his in the octagon, but somebody's telling him he can act.
Where the hell is everyone? The way he does that,
he can't act well enough to walk. Yeah, he can't walk. He does that in the movie. He walks around and does the Billy strut with his shirt off, and it still didn't work. But Gyllenhaal's dreamy, Jack. I mean, that guy is a brick
dude,
shit house.
Ripped, bro. Yeah, and he's a great actor. I really like Jake Gyllenhaal. Did you ever watch
Fighting
Prisoners?
Did you watch the UFC where they were filming that, and they had the they actually had him at a UFC fight, acting it out. It was pretty cool.
Goes deep on roles, you know. Nightcrawler, also a great one. Donnie Darko. So the movie's good, but it's not good? I still don't know if you... Is it good?
Well, the original is such a happy disaster, as you know. And I think that it does stuff on purpose that it wants to be serious, and because of that it's entertaining. But at the end of the day, everyone has fun watching Roadhouse. This movie, the bar is called Roadhouse, and to me that is the best symbolism. Instead of being called the Deuce is Wild, the Double Deuce, it's called Roadhouse. And it's, but if you so could just like, turn your yeah, it's on the nose, it's basically what it is. But if you could turn your brain off and you just want to have fun, I did not find it offensive. I don't think it was swelling with agenda, and there's big fight scenes at the end and boats crashing into each other, so you can have fun with it.
At least it's that's fun. Like the Bad Boys movie, they just dropped that trailer too. And it's like the fourth movie in the franchise. I liked the last one that came out. It was okay. There's parts of it that didn't look, that weren't great. But it looks like it's more of a return to the first movie. Just stylistically, it feels more like, or maybe the second movie, stylistically, to that. So maybe that'll be good. I don't know. It's just like so difficult to like get your hopes up on a movie because they're, ends up just being trash, and then every once in a while you'll have a Godzilla Minus One and you're like, you're caught off guard and it's actually really good. So it's hard to like out on a limb and go buy the ticket and buy the popcorn and go sit in a theater with other people while they're on their phones and stuff and have that whole experience, and it may just suck because it's happened so much. I'm sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say that if you keep the bar low, you're always happy.
It always goes over.
I'm always just easily entertained though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you watched in theaters that was like you walked out of it really enjoying it?
Pearl with Mia Goth. It was the
sequels now.
Well, yeah, that's the only one that's released yet, but they're making another one. But X was the first one.
Yeah.
And Pearl came after it. And I left the theater really like impressed by her acting skill, because there's like a 5-minute scene at the end of that movie where she's just, it's just a monologue,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, she's like breaking down, and it's just really well done. And then it's like a, God, like a 10-minute shot of her face where she's just like cracked out smiling. Nuts. And it's,
it takes a lot. Like as an actor, it takes a lot to do something.
It was
a long
so impressive.
Like
I really liked it. Yeah.
Chad, what about you? When was the last time you saw a movie that was really impressed you?
I watch a lot of movies. I think that there's a movie called Old Henry out there that nobody has seen. And it stars Tim Blake Nelson and Frost, Deacon Frost from Blade, Stephen Dorff.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you like Unforgiven, I think Unforgiven is probably one of the greatest movies ever made, with Clint Eastwood directed it with Hackman and Morgan Freeman, those guys. It reminds me of that a lot. And there is just this Machiavellian twist at the end that is fantastic, and it's really frustrating when you watch something good and then, God bless Barbie for what it was, that makes $1 billion. I'm like, man, I wish somebody would watch this goddamn movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, Old Henry.
The same thing
with
Oppenheimer. It's like, oh yeah, okay, it's a Christopher Nolan biopic that's like 3 hours long, really loud, cool. Everybody wants to see that, but nobody wants to go see something like
Godzilla
Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving was so cool.
Thanksgiving was
dope.
Freaking great, and
so
I did not expect to love that movie so much.
I'm watching
it
every year.
Yeah, it's tradition now. I'm cutting the turkey and watching Thanksgiving because that movie was so good. Eli Roth's back.
We only had one Thanksgiving movie up until then, right? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This is like the second Thanksgiving movie.
Dude, it was so good, and I didn't realize it was Eli Roth until halfway through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a second. Wait a second. And I looked it up. I was like, oh, okay, okay. But yeah, I totally recommend that movie. That was the last time.
I didn't see it in theaters because I thought it was going to be such a, just like.
Right. It looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like, oh, this is a stupid, like, B movie, but not in a good way kind of movie. But it's top notch.
Yeah,
if you like horror movies, it's a really great movie. I didn't like, speaking of like sequel, the Scream, the recent Scream. I haven't watched the most recent one that came out last year, but I watched the one before that.
Well, then you won't like that one
that
either.
That movie was a trash.
No.
It was bad. It was like it was trying to do something meta, which they try to do every time because it's Scream.
You're going
to
hate
the
newest
just
one
bad.
Even more. It's so much worse. It's so much worse. They do that again and then they just double down and keep making it.
Dude, my thing
awful.
About it is like, okay, the Scream, the villain needs to be somebody interesting. Spoiler alert, it's not. They just go
Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, it's this person. And you're like, what? We spent no time with this character. They just come out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, that's the villain.
Oh, what?
You just did that to try to be like, oh, look, shocked you.
But you're talking about the one with the
first Jenna Ortega one.
Okay,
Not 2020, not the recent one in New York.
Gotcha.
Everyone's gone though, right? They whacked everybody in it and they're going back. They've already brought Nev Campbell back for the next one. I think that might be a friend.
Bro, like.
Yeah.
And I say that as a Scream fan. Like, it's just.
Right.
If they're not going to be good for
I'm a Scream fan too.
Don't do it.
Stop doing it. You like, it's, is it so hard to come up with a new twist on that idea? I guess so.
Well, Thanksgiving was like, I mean, Thanksgiving reminded me a lot of. Let's just rip off I Know What You Did Last Summer and we'll do that same concept. And it worked. And I think that would work for Scream too, because it's not like Scream was an original slasher, but if you do something that's a little meta, not too goofy, but just, I mean, they could make a Scream movie, like you were saying with The Crow, they could make a movie like The Crow without calling it The Crow. Don't piss everybody else off and don't just be another retread. That would be fairly easy to do.
Yeah, what happened to the slasher movies? Like, I like a good slasher movie. That's what I want Hollywood to start kind of revamping, because they're leaving the superhero era. Thank God. I love superhero movies, or I did. I'm just tired of them. Just tired of the superhero movies. The ones that they're just like way too big budgets. Everything's connected. I'm done with that. I would like them to go to maybe some action, classic action hero movies, some classic horror movies that are like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or Scream type of slasher movies like whodunits. Do that. Go back and do some of those things, because they're extremely, now when you go back and watch them, they're so well thought. You know, there's setup.
Yeah.
There's payoff. There's character moments. There's all that stuff. And you're like, why did they didn't have to do that in these stupid slasher movies, but they did.
Yeah, because it's fun.
And they could do it again.
Yeah, I think you're going to see the next superhero movie are movies that do not have a social message, because I think that's why Dune's a great movie. But I think another reason is it ain't lecturing anybody. I think Godzilla was the same way. I think Top Gun Maverick was the same way. If you look at these giant hits or things that came out of nowhere, it's people enjoy spending $15 eating popcorn and being entertained in a movie theater. You guys talk about this all the time on your show. I think having that's the fun. Next genre that's really going to excel is having fun, if you can have fun in the theater.
Absolutely. Dude, Chad, thank you so much for being on. Could you tell the audience where they could find your stuff?
Sure. I've got probably 48 people in Washington, D.C. that care if I live or die. So if we can add you to that group, that'd be fantastic. I'm at Chad Dukes on Twitter. I do the Chad Dukes Show, but I pay for it. So you're not going to pay for that. So go to YouTube, and it's Chad Dukes Show on YouTube. Love the show. Love what you do, Garrett. Thank you guys so much for having me on. This has been fantastic.
Before you go, though, we do have an end of the world question that we'd love to include you in.
Let's go to that end of the world. Get to the last page here. So,
there's a new Nick Cage movie.
There is.
Yes.
Well, there's one every year, and they're always great.
This one comes out April 12th. Ooh. He's been on a good roll lately.
He has.
Like, great, cool, kind of bizarre.
A lot of bangers.
Just cool indie kind of stuff, too. I really enjoy his work lately.
So what's the question? Give it to us.
Well, okay, so in his new sci-fi horror flick, it's in the not-so-distant future, which the Earth has been destroyed by man's own hand. So the question is, in a post-apocalyptic world, which Nick Cage character from any of his films would you team up with?
I want to say...
Well, Chad knows his answer. What's your answer, Chad? He said
the answer is it's Caster Troy from Face Off. I mean, you have to... He's got the safe house. He's got the dual 45s. He's got drugs. He's got women. He's got everything you would need to hold up, from zombies, aliens, those weird beasts that can hear you talking, so you have to be quiet all the time, and the guy from The Office's movie. Like, it's just... I mean, that's a no-brainer. The Caster Troy is my dog when the apocalypse comes.
I would say his character from Raising Arizona, but that's an obvious choice. Ghost Rider.
You want to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
Johnny Blaze
from the second Ghost Rider, because he was more badass in the second one. So that's my choice. What about you?
His character from Mandy.
Oh, he's fucking psycho.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
Yeah, it's in the same reasons that Chad mentioned, just because he's like, he's gonna fucking cover you, man.
Yeah.
My dude has the power of the... of the freaking devil.
That's fair.
Hellfire, man.
This one's got the power of vengeance,
which is pretty powerful. Good.
But what's that movie? Didn't he do a movie where, like, it's like his little daughter is like fighting some bad guys and Kevin James is one of them or something? Or am I thinking of somebody different?
I hope not.
I don't know. You're talking
zookeeper.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh.
You mentioned Raising Arizona. Best trailer park fight scene ever when John Goodman comes back with hard or easy, let's go, HI. And then he scrapes his fingers on the stucco on the ceiling and goes, just the best fight scene I've ever seen in my movie. What choreography?
That's why I was going to pick him, but
I changed my answer to Leaving Las Vegas.
Clearly the better choice.
I'm just going to drink myself to death.
Hey, see everybody next Tuesday. Dave will be back. I hope so. See you guys later.
He will.